Jesus tells a parable indicating that the blessings of God's kingdom are available to all, but the invitation is not to be taken lightly. Our gospel reading this day comes from the 22nd chapter of the gospel according to Matthew, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatted calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you come back to my office, you will see on the door that I have a number of pieces of artwork. A couple of them were done by Lachlan, my middle grandson. They are landscapes with a few crosses on them. And then there's a great piece of coloring artwork. It's a present with a bow on it and everything else. Just a beautiful piece of coloring. If you step in my office, you'll see that I've got a bulletin board, and on it there are all sorts of little pieces of paper that have church worship service artwork on them, done by some of our littles. Each and every one of them are precious. And when my bulletin board gets too full, it is hard to replace them. But the truth is, if I put them on the internet for sale, nobody would want them. Still, they're precious to me. Some things which are freely given are very precious. Other things, not so much. So years and years and years ago, when I worked at KX in Minot, we ran the information center at the state fair. And every year we got thousands of paper visors. We bought them. It had the station logo across the bill of them. And then any time that you weren't out covering a story or something, you stood behind a table folding these flat pieces of paper into visors. And we gave them away free to anyone and everyone, because lots of people came to the fair and they forgot to bring a hat with them. And they were so happy to get them. These lovely cardboard paper visors. And then later in the day, you'd go walk around the fairgrounds, and these totally free visors were everywhere, on the ground and in garbage cans. Sometimes things that are free just aren't worth very much. That's really the center of the gospel text today from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus is telling a parable. Now, a parable never has only one meaning. A parable is meant to invite us in to think deeply about what is being said. We are invited to think about what the kingdom of heaven might be like. It would be like a king who gave this incredible invitation that everyone who are his equals should come to a banquet. You see, in the society of Jesus' day, only people in the same social strata would hang together. And the invitation goes out. A free invitation to come to this wedding banquet to celebrate with the king the son's marriage. And they ignored him. They turned their backs. They went off to work, to the farm, to wherever. In this parable, Jesus is poking at the religious and political leaders of the day. They were the first ones all the way back to the Old Testament through the prophets and the kings and the judges who were invited in to be close to God, and they continued to fail and to reject God. And then the gift of the Son was given, and the doors were thrown wide open, and anyone and everyone was invited in to come, to taste the free grace and mercy that comes from God alone through the risen one. And so people came. People came and they filled the wedding banquet hall that day. So we gather on this Sunday, the 20th Sunday in the season of Pentecost. We gather together on a day where we're wrapping up stewardship and our capital campaign, where we've been singing for 3 weeks, baptized and set free, being reminded of the incredible free gift that comes to each and every one of us through our baptisms. You were marked as a beloved child of God. Not because you were cute as a button, and I'm sure each and every one of you were, at least that day that you were at the baptismal font. You were marked because that's what God chose. God chose you as a beloved in the midst of those waters. You carry that watery cross with you wherever you go. This free gift. But the question becomes, how important is it? Do you cherish that free gift? Or is that free gift like a paper visor given free of charge at a state fair, and it is easily left behind and forgotten? We talk a lot about God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy, but the flip side of that is this invitation to a way of living, to make a responsible choice of living out our faith for the sake of our neighbors. There was a German theologian by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He wrote an entire book on chapters 5 through 7 of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. And in that book, he talked about cheap grace. Here's what Bonhoeffer says. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance. Baptism without church discipline. Communion without confession. Absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship. Grace without the cross. Grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate. The truth is, grace is a free gift of God. But it didn't come at a cheap price. It cost the life of the Son. We are invited into a living faith. So at the baptismal font, and again when we confirm our faith, we ask some questions. Are you going to continue to worship? Are you going to continue to come to God's supper? Are you going to continue to live your faith in the world? Are you going to continue to speak out for justice and peace in all of the world? That's what we're asked. That's what we're asked to live into. And then when we fail, because we will, on this side of heaven, none of us will ever get that perfect. That's where we come back and we confess again. And we ask forgiveness, and it's granted, and we're set out again to live a never-ending cycle of living out God's grace and mercy. Thanks be to God. Amen.